The Rock Aqua Jays out of Janesville are a high-flying water ski show team, notching more than 80 tournament victories over the decades, including dozens of U.S. national championships in their wake.
But the team's 63rd season has been a rough one at their home base in Traxler Park. Tornadoes and torrential rain caused the Rock River to swell. The club had to stay off the river for much of the summer, canceling 18 shows.
But now the skiers are back on the water, navigating the changing conditions and performing their high-flying tricks to the theme of Ghostbusters.
Brian Cullen is the announcer for the Rock Aqua Jays Water Ski Club. Brian, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for letting me in. I'm really looking forward to our conversation.
And Brian's brother, Tim Cullen, is president of the Rock Aqua Jays. Tim, hello.
Hello, Kate. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Tim, you've had to yield to Mother Nature this season, I gathered. Can you tell us about the high water conditions that you've had to work around?
Well, this year has been definitely a challenge. Normally, our season would consist of about 28 shows, starting Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend. We did our first couple shows, and then Mother Nature took over and said, well, we're going to put you on the sideline for a while. So along came record rain in June and into July. And subsequently, since we ski on the Rock River in Janesville, we had to cancel 18 of our shows in a row. It's just a hard way to do a water ski season and prepare for tournaments if you're not actually on the water practicing and doing shows for our community.
When you were off the water, were you able to go elsewhere for the club and to practice? I mean, did other ski teams help out?
We actually feel like a traveling show right now because we've been to multiple locations throughout the state, from Burlington, Wisconsin, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, to Madison, to Wisconsin Rapids, to Beloit. You name it, we probably skied there. And with a team our size, it's not really logistically easy to move an operation that has six boats and multiple docks and two trucks of equipment. So we really have to be efficient on what we can do and where.
Brian, I want to back up here for a moment. And if you could just tell us what this water ski team means to Janesville.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the question. I'd like to think that we're ambassadors for the community. You know, we're all volunteers, so nobody gets paid to do it. But most of us live right here in town, or we live within a very short drive here. And when we do our shows, the best thing that we can do is put a smile on someone's face. When the family comes, they have relatives or friends from out of town, or people that are just doing the tourist scene in Wisconsin. And they come and they say, I never knew this was going on. It's so much fun. That to us is pure joy. And when we can do a show, it's awesome. And like Tim was just saying, when we had to cancel 18 of them in a row, people were starting to say, hey, are you guys still around? And the answer is yes, we are around. We're back for the rest of the month, and then we'll see what happens.
How did it feel to be back out on the water, Brian?
It was awesome. It was just so exciting. People were excited to see us. We have a lot of regulars that come to town. I have family and friends that also check out the shows. And to see people with a smile on their face, and before the show started, people were coming up and saying, we're just glad to be here. It was awesome. And the whole team felt it. And the size of the audience was really into the program. And it just makes you really realize how special of a thing we have going.
And you have seen this through decades. Brian, I understand you joined the team when you were 12 back in 1977 with your dad. Can you talk about this legacy and just the age range of skiers out on the water?
Great question. Yeah, you know, I guess I'm probably one of the more veteran people. I never thought of myself as that. But the reality is I'm on the other end. But with a program like this, we try to foster a family-friendly environment. And that means people, no matter what age you are, can get involved. So if you want to start out as a youngster skiing, you can. But also as a parent or as an adult, you can help out in boat driving capacities and concessions. You can even be up on stage with us if you want. And it really makes it fun. In fact, in our show right now, I think there's two or three families that represent three generations of family members in this team that are on the water behind the scenes. And it's made you really appreciate just how dynamic it can be. So it means a lot. And I'll probably, you know, die here someday on the river. Who knows? Hope not, but who knows?
That's kind of bleak.
Well, you know, well, we, you know, you kind of find your spot and you stick with it. But I remember coming and watching these shows as a real young kid with my dad, and we got involved, and here we are 40 plus years later, and it's still fun. So that's awesome.
Skiing off into the sunset. We have brothers Tim and Brian Cullen. Tim is president, Brian the announcer of the Rock Aqua Jays of Janesville, as we talk about this treasured water ski team. Now, Brian, the theme for this season being Ghostbusters, I think we can name this song from 1984. Can you walk us through how the routine showcases Ghostbusters?
Absolutely. So what we try to do is, we know our strength is in skiing. And then we also know that a lot of people have seen the movies over the years. And there was a resurgence a couple of years with the franchise rebooting, you know, some of the current versions that are in the theaters. We try to model a light scale version of that to an audience that we hope has seen the movies or is at least somewhat familiar to them. And we have a very simple story arc. We have the bad ghost, the good people, and we try to work to defeat the ghost and have a lot of fun along the way and showcase some great skiing in it. But rest assured, we want people to go home happy. So the story ends on a happy note.
That's wonderful. You know, I wonder, Tim, my favorite thing is seeing those really tall pyramids. And just how do skiers manage to do that trick? Can you give us any insight on these amazing formations?
Oh, those are fantastic crowd pleasers when you see a pyramid of 44 or 50 or 60 or a world record, which is about 100 people behind one boat. And now that I've transitioned from a water skier to a boat driver, I get a up close look at how they do it. And when you're seeing a group of people come together like we have last night for our show, 44 people behind one boat, takes a lot of coordination to get the ropes and the skis and the boat driver all set and pointing in the right direction at the right time. And then they start building this pyramid, but what they're building on the water was actually practiced hundreds of times on land in an indoor gymnastics facility throughout the winter. Many, many times they do it over and over for repetition. And then when you get out there to the water, it feels like second nature. And we have some wonderful footage of the climbing of the pyramid. You can find it on social media and so forth and so on, from the point of a view from one of the top girls in the pyramid. And there's no way I would ever be up above what I can already stand right now, because when they're standing up there three tiers or four tiers or five tiers on top of the water, when you're moving at 25 miles per hour, that takes a special skill.
Oh my goodness. I can't imagine. But how do you manage your nerves as a boat driver?
Yeah, when I was a skier, I felt pretty confident in what I was going to do. But when I became a boat driver, I got more nervous for the skiers themselves, because you want them to succeed and you really want the very best. So it's a tough position to be in, especially in our show when we have multiple boats going in multiple directions. And it is like a well-choreographed football play where you have headsets and you have a plan of action and you have a contingency in case something happens. But it is a big operation, and driving a boat is a lot of fun, especially when you come to shows and tournaments where everything's on the line and you have to perform well. Being behind the boat is an exciting place to be.
Well, Brian, you know, the latest championship being this month in Illinois, what does it take to repeatedly win national championships?
That is one of the biggest challenges, because last year we won nationals and it's very natural to say, you know what, I'm good. I want to take a break. I'm just not as motivated. But year after year, a lot of the people on the team have found that it's harder to repeat as a champion. And to me, when you can do that 2, 3, 4, or 5 times, or some of us have been there for all the titles, it really is a different set of mentality and drive and determination to want to do it. So it's really hard and we're looking forward to it. But if you like that surge of adrenaline, if you like a challenge, it is the best way to be involved. And that's the way I look at it.
Well, Brian and Tim, all the best to the team. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tim Cullen is president of the Rock Aqua Jays Water Ski Club that's based in Janesville. And his brother, Brian Cullen, is the club's show announcer. This year's theme is Ghostbusters. And the ski shows they're back on Sundays at Traxler Park along the Rock River, with the final performance of the season set for September 1st.